From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A massive sell-off forces stock prices lower worldwide. Worries about growing economic growth in China, rising political uncertainty in Greece, and uncertainty about plans to raise U.S. interest rates rattled investors and sparked a global sell-off of stocks on Friday. Major U.S. indexes were down by 3% or more by the close. Europe was also off around 3%, and key Asian indexes were also hurt. Nick Colas is the chief market strategist for Convergex Group.
We've had some tough news. The Chinese economy is probably slowing. The U.S. Federal Reserve is getting more uncertain about when to raise interest rates. But the market's really taken it to a new level by psychologically responding to these inputs and, in fact, getting quite afraid because they don't know what's next.
Investors' moods were darkened by further political uncertainty in Greece as the ruling party called a snap election for next month. Gold, which is a traditional hedge against economic trouble, saw prices rise as worried investors sought a safe haven for their money. U.S. airstrikes in Iraq and Syria appear to have killed another top leader of the group known as Islamic State. A National Security Council spokesman said Fadhil Ahmad al-Hayali, also known as Haji Mutaz, was killed in an airstrike August 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul. Spokesman Ned Price said that the strike also killed an Islamic State media operative known as Abu Abdullah. The NSC statement identified al-Hayali as a member of the extremist group's Shura Council and the senior deputy to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. It said he was a primary coordinator for moving weapons, explosives, and vehicles. This is VOA News. North Korea is warning the South to stop broadcasting, that is, anti-North Korea propaganda across the border through loudspeakers by Saturday or face a strong military counteraction. The North's deputy UN ambassador, An Myung-hun, told reporters in New York Friday that the army does not make what he called empty talk.
The grave situations now on the Korean Peninsula have been created by South Korea at the start of the South Korean military, on the basis of prefabricated provocation plots.
U.S. and South Korean troops have resumed joint military exercises after a highly unusual interruption. A Pentagon official said Friday the maneuvers were suspended this week after an exchange of artillery fire between the North and the South along the western end of the border dividing the two Koreas. There have been frequent periods of high tension between North and South Korea during the past 60 years, but the new young North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, has already earned a reputation for secretiveness and unpredictability. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris Friday, wounding three people before the attacker was overpowered by two American passengers. French officials say the gunman's motives are not known, but they say anti-terrorism police are leading the investigation. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in the northern French town of Arras. Police have identified the man as a 26-year-old of Moroccan origin and say he was armed with an automatic weapon and a knife. Macedonia announced Friday that it would allow in a limited number of illegal migrants from vulnerable categories. That announcement came after riot police had confronted angry crowds of migrants stranded in a no-man's land at the border with Greece. Hundreds of migrants crossed the border from Greece into Macedonia Friday. Syrian Ahmed Hussa was one of them.
You know, I'm happy and my morals are so high and my family is happy. We are all fine and I hope that we continue on our road.
The Interior Ministry said the vulnerable migrants would be assisted in accordance with the state's capacities. Macedonia did not say what constitutes a vulnerable migrant. And two women made history Friday as the first female soldiers to graduate from the U.S. Army's Elite Ranger School. Captain Kristen Greist and Lieutenant Shay Haver were among 96 graduates of the rigorous course. Rangers make up only about 3% of the active duty force of the Army. But despite graduating from the grueling program, Greist and Haver will not be allowed to join the combat regiment because of Defense Department rules. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.